FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 11-12-2020. Well, things are crazy out there. We still don't know for sure who won the election. Recounts are underway. Allegations of mass fraud. Are we all crazy? Are we all being gaslighted? Well, what do you think? Tell us your opinion. Email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. Martin Armstrong, armstrongeconomics.com, is with us. Martin, it's always great to have you on the show. Can you give us a candid assessment of where things stand right now?
Well, honestly, our computer has projected this to be the most corrupt election in American history, and it has surpassed anything I even anticipated. You have Pelosi coming out saying that Biden's victory is now a mandate for them to change the economy. I had, inside information before. I was warning people this is an international agenda, not simply Republican versus Democrat. And, Biden's advisor has come out and basically said that the country should be locked down. They intended to lock this thing down like Europe starting in February, wiping out small businesses. It's insane. They're deliberately trying to crush the economy to rebuild it for this great reset. It's amazing. But what's really behind it is that what I've been warning about is that socialism is collapsing. And people were saying, oh, no, you're wrong. It's capitalism. No, it's socialism. What I mean by that is that all their programs are basically unfunded and they have no ability to fund them. The ECB took interest rates negative in 2014. After 6 years of just dumping money and buying all the government bonds left and right, they still have been unable to really stimulate the economy. So what is really going on is they are looking at basically communism 3.0. It's Klaus Schwab. He's got even a video on it saying that, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. You just can't get more in your face than that. And this is what's going on. They're going to they can't sell bonds anymore. And they can't fund all the pensions. More than 50% of the pensions in Germany are insolvent, all state pensions. The only way out of this is for them just to seize everything. And that's what they're doing. And they're calling it the Great Reset. They even have their clock set up in New York City saying we got like 7 years left to live or something. Uh-huh. This is the biggest propaganda I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing. And you got to wonder at this point, it reminds me of the end of the Roman Republic. And they were trying to do everything like they could possibly do against Julius Caesar. He crossed the Rubicon. And that was all fake news, too. Cicero and all this stuff. Oh, he's a dictator, whatever. But the people supported him. Who fled? It was Brutus and everybody else. They fled. All right. They had no support from the people. It was all propaganda. And it seems to be the same thing again. The vast majority of people that voted for Biden wasn't for any particular agenda because he really didn't have anything. He was really offering a Porsche, but, unseen. And then when he gets in office, it's like, here you go. You got a VW, Beetle. That's it.
With a bad transmission and a defective engine that you'll be lucky if it takes you around the block.
Yeah, they've come outright and said they want to end fossil fuels. This is all just this complete nonsense and saying, we're going to create all these jobs, but they're not talking about all the jobs they're destroying. Hospitality people in hotels have lost their jobs, travel, airfare. All these people are done. Oil industry, so many people have lost jobs from this. And then look at Germany. You're not even allowed to stay in a hotel. The only people allowed to even stay in a hotel are those on a business trip. That's it. This is communism 3.0 all the way down the line. And the computer's been projecting that we're not even going to have election, particularly after 2024. And I've been leaked, and I published already a memo from inside Germany that they're already planning to postpone the elections, and that's in August. You're going to see this all the way around. The Democrats get in. If they get a hold of the Senate, they're going to also suspend elections. They'll do the same thing. Oh, it's a national emergency. The world's ending. We have to deal with this COVID. We don't have time for elections. You're going to see it all the time.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty remarkable. So this is really the existential fight for capitalism, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, look, this is, I call it communism 3.0 because it's the third time they've taken these Marxist theories and tried to apply them. The last time they killed over 200 million people in between China and Russia election, revolution. This time, I think it's going to be well over a billion. Just look at what they did with the last bout. They destroyed a lot of small businesses. Mm-hmm. The Democrats were against any stimulus to help a small business. They're the Borghese. It's the same thing as Karl Marx. Anybody that owns something, they're the evil rich or whatever. It's just crazy. It's completely crazy. I posted a video in London. I had a friend sent me, walked around, and over a third of the businesses are gone. I mean, after this lockdown, I don't think anything's going to be left. I love living in London. I mean, there were little tiny shops where generation after generation, a guy would actually still making handmade briefcases and stuff like, that's going on.
Terrible. Yeah, it's really a crime. It's really a crime. And you see it like in New York City. How is New York City ever going to recover from what's happened there? You got to wonder.
I had a friend there that had a good, viable barbershop and quite a few barbers working for him. And he was near the UN, had a big business. And you don't see it in bankruptcy. He's not bankrupt. He just has no business left. His lease is up in 2 months, and that's it. He's closing and leaving.
Yeah, probably moving down to Florida, right?
We didn't talk about that, but he's just out of business, period. So you have a lot of people just closing businesses. They're not filing for bankruptcy. The ones that are filing for bankruptcy owe a lot of money, maybe have long-term leases and things of this nature, like you talk about JCPenney and stuff like that. A lot of the small businesses, if they don't have the debt, they've been there for a while and they've lost all their clients, they're just shutting down and leaving.
Yeah, so that makes sense, especially if they have no debt, then just close up. And even if you do have debt, you close up and you just move to another state and hopefully start again. We haven't been hit as badly in Florida, but we have been hit. You do see many vacant storefronts in many shopping centers that just a few short months ago had active, if not profitable, active businesses attempting to become profitable. A lot of business has been killed off here, but nothing compared to like New York City, compared to California, Pennsylvania. It seems like it really is like happy hunting season on small business.
It is. It's, I would say here on the West Coast in Florida, maybe we lost about 5% of the small businesses because we weren't really locked down. I didn't even know anybody with COVID over here. But you go to New York City and it's a ghost town. Even less than 8% of the people have even returned offices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
and
know.
What I do find out from a lot of, small businesses that have emailed in that, the banks are willing to, don't declare bankruptcy, we'll cut it down in half, stuff like that. So the banks know what's going on. And the New York bankers in particular, I think, are going to end up getting the short end of the stick because why is big tech involved in this conspiracy against the people? If you look at it, Facebook been trying to create its own currency, and you have Twitter, he owns Square. And if you take Schwab's agenda, you own nothing. There's been leaks from the internal memos from the IMF, which basically show that their agenda is you owe nothing, you'll be happy because they're also going to eliminate all your debt.
Right.
You don't own your house. You don't own anything. Everything belongs to the government again. And you'll be happy because you have no debt. So if you have no debt, that wipes out the bank.
Pretty much.
So they don't have to bail them out anymore.
Yeah, you won't have them. You don't have them to bail out. You'll be missing the
banks. You're not going to borrow money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this whole thing is changing. This plan is really changing capitalism completely. It's over with.
So what about the global currency or the digital currencies? You know, we talked about that last time. Bitcoin has just been going through the roof. Gold and silver kind of been stuck in these sideways patterns. What are the plans here? So they're just going to outlaw holdings of precious metals? Is that what's going to happen?
There are definitely rumors of that. And you have to really see what they're doing at this stage in the game. But I think you have a huge problem going on here with that. With, you know, why Bitcoin and stuff is moving up is interesting because that's probably the number one target that will have a problem. And it's already been outlawed. If you look over in China,
right?
Really in China. Yeah. And we had to shut down our offices in Abu Dhabi because we've been in a big fight with them over Bitcoin for the last year. And what it's come down to is that because the computer was forecasting Bitcoin, they were saying we can't do that because Bitcoin's basically illegal. And this is the credit card companies accepting that. They wouldn't do it overseas at all.
Right.
So we've had to switch everything to the United States where you can at least buy the Bitcoin report from our computer.
Wow.
In Europe, you can't. It's just amazing. But as you create these digital currencies, just look at it from what they're doing. It's a monopoly. Mm-hmm. All right. They do not want any competition.
Right.
So any cryptocurrencies whatsoever, they will probably seize and automatically convert at their discretion to the government.
Right.
I seriously, you know, you're not going to see Bitcoin survive. And the question becomes really with the precious metals, I'd be careful about where you store anything. Because if you look at what they did in the 30s, they didn't go house to house.
No.
But if you had your gold sitting in the bank, it was gone.
Yeah, safe deposit box, forget it.
Yeah, so, and you know, all I can say is what history was before. Are they going to actually go house to house? I mean, look, I don't think so, but...
There's no telling with these guys, though.
Yeah, I mean...
Will they go house to
house? They don't want any competition.
Yeah.
So...
Government hates competition. Will they go house to house and try to take everybody's guns? Is that realistic here when we got 300 million guns held by the public in the United States?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Trilogy Metals is a world-class developer in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company already possesses 8 billion pounds of copper, 3 billion pounds of zinc, over 1 million gold equivalent ounces, and now over 77 million pounds of cobalt. Trilogy's Arctic project boasts an after-tax net present value of $1.4 billion with a 33% IRR. Trilogy is led by an experienced management team with proven success in discovering and developing projects in Alaska. The company is well capitalized, has no debt, and possesses strong institutional support. Trilogy trades on the New York and Toronto exchanges under the ticker symbol TMQ. To learn more, go to TrilogyMetals.com. That's TrilogyMetals.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
If you look at it, I think you're going to see civil war again. The country has never been so divided as it was in the Civil War. And typically, if you look at it, it should be the South and Midwest against New England and the West.
Mm-hmm. New England and the Northeast, New York.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, I think
New
it's
Jersey.
It's crazy, but you have basically, it doesn't matter what you show the diehard Democrats. You can show them anything. I mean, all the facts, whatever, and they won't believe it. And the same degree with some of the diehard Republicans. And if you look at history, I mean, there's only three presidents that ever got 60%. And that was, you know, FDR in 1936. That was Johnson after the Kennedy assassination, which was the sympathy vote. And Richard Nixon, when he promised to bring everybody back from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is like generally 52, 54%. This one here is 50.5. It's one of the lowest, between two people without third party.
That's including the cemetery vote, though, right, Martin?
Oh, yeah. I think we all have to put in our will now. I mean, if I die, I'm going to vote for Republican or Democrat for the next 100 years, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the guy said in Full Metal Jacket, the Marine Corps will live forever. Well, so will your vote, right? Your vote's going to live forever.
Look, this has always been the case for every election. The problem with this one was, the report we put out on the election before was that the computer was calling this razor thin. It said Trump should win. But as I pointed out before, I mean, the computer's never been wrong. It did say that Gore should have won. The Supreme Court gave it to Bush. After the fact, then they showed that Gore did have 500,000 more votes. This time it says that Trump should win. But again, it is razor thin. Mm-hmm. I put it out in that report. There was no way Biden was 12% ahead or 24% ahead. I said, oh, this is complete nonsense.
Yeah.
We never saw that. And the computer doesn't ask my opinion or call up people to ask what their opinions are. It just looks at the number. That's it.
Yeah. It's pretty objective.
Yeah. I mean, it goes upon, the economy, and that's simply the way it is. I mean, you take Hoover was elected, and then, the economy crashes, he loses. Mm-hmm. In this case, the economy crashed, was starting to come back, and they were not blaming Trump for it. It's amazing, but what they've done is lie about just about everything. Even you can go on the Federal Reserve and look at the unemployment for even the blacks. It was historically at record low. Yet they turn around and say, oh, Trump is a racist. I don't know. I mean, they just lied every which way from Sunday, and it stuck. That's it. But I put on our site that, the New York Times got caught, finally. And they made a movie of it I recommend watching. It's called Mr. Jones. The New York Times was celebrating Stalin and saying he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And the U.S. should be following Stalin. All the major newspapers were pushing communism in the 1930s. And this one journalist had a friend, and when he discovered that Stalin was stealing all the food from Ukraine to pretend that his Russian communist revolution was doing so fantastic, that journalist was killed. So Jones went over and actually went to Ukraine and then said, hey, there's 7 million people that died of starvation down here. But this is a problem with communism. They took over all the farms. Okay, so you eliminated the farmers and the people that actually knew how to run them. And then you just, gave them the bureaucrats. They didn't know when to plant, what to do, or whatever. And the country went into starvation. You need that small business guy, if he's a farmer or a guy selling, groceries or whatever. They understand the market. They know what to do. Marx never appreciated people that worked for him. No, there's another completely different side. And that's why communism always fails. And they're doing it again.
And that's not just an accident that communism always fails. I mean, it's baked into the system because we're imperfect. And the only way that we can all prosper at once is if we can somehow attempt to prosper all of us individually. And when we all work for the common good, there is no common good. We saw this on the Mayflower, right? I mean, first example of socialism failing in the United States.
Well, I had friends that when the Berlin Wall fell, they were getting back their property that was in the east. And I have one good friend who's always setting up a manufacturing plant. Oh, they're Germans and they have good ethics, whatever. I said, I'm telling you, you're going to regret this decision. And sure enough, he went bankrupt. And he said, it takes four East Germans to equal one. I said, these people have pushed brooms. They've never had to work. You can't expect simply because he's German, he's going to suddenly know how to work it. And he's 50 years old or 40 years old. I mean, forget it.
Yeah. And that mindset kind of still flows through to today, although gradually they've gotten more capitalistic, I guess, in the east of Germany.
Yeah, the older generation is dying out. And the younger generation is more exploring different things. I mean, you still have people from the east like Merkel. And just look at what she's doing to Germany. It's exactly what the Stasi did. It's her idea of, they have to comply or they go to prison.
Yeah. Yeah, this is insanity. Well, hey, one place you will be able to get some sanity and some world-leading thought is at Martin's upcoming World Economic Forum coming up December 4th and 5th in Orlando. And Martin, how do you sign up for that?
You can just go to our website. We're doing also a virtual because we have so many clients overseas that can't even fly in anymore. They can't leave from Europe. We were doing one this year in Shanghai that had to be canceled. And then we had Frankfurt, which was going to be June. That got canceled. So all that's left is Orlando. And it just looks like Americans only and Canadians. Anybody else from overseas, if they were here in the United States, then yes, they can attend. But most of the rest of them are trapped wherever they
are. They're kind of screwed. Well, hey, I'm in Florida.
I have staff around the world in England, Germany, Abu Dhabi, India, Singapore, Thailand, China, all my staff outside the country, everybody's stranded. Nobody can come to the conference for a company they work for.
That's madness. Well, that's why we have Zoom calls, right? Isn't that it now? Zoom? It's a Zoom world.
It just shows that, we're doing, international and have always been doing so, and the computer's delivering reports. I mean, if we were delivering a physical product or something, forget it.
Gone.
I don't know if we'd be in business.
You'd be gone. No, there's not even a question. You would be gone. Because you just can't run business like that. Hey, so what's going to be for gold and silver? You think people seem to be heading towards it now. It seems to be on the up and has been for a while. What's your take on it?
If Biden gets in, honestly, I think, you're going to see more and more people begin to look at what is really happening. And the Democrats already have a proposal for legislation lodged in the House, which is to create the digital, dollar. And I can tell you that foreign countries have been lobbying the U.S. to do that because if Europe is going to cancel its currency. Their problem is Europeans can hoard dollars. Physical dollars, euro, forget it, it's going to be dead. But so their only way to completely circumvent that is to get the U.S. to cancel the currency as well. So, this is what's going on behind closed doors. So if the Democrats get a hold of the Senate, forget it. I mean, you're looking at confiscation of all kinds of different stuff, and they will undoubtedly cancel the currency. They've already been pushing that propaganda. Oh, it's dirty. You can get COVID by just using money. I mean, we've been using physical money for, since 700 D.C. All of a sudden, it's dangerous and you're going to die if you touch it. I mean, it's crazy. You do see stores with signs, we no longer take cash, and that's here in Florida.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard it, and that's a bit scary, too, like legal tender. So they're going to have to go after gold as well? Is that part of the plan, do you think? gold and silver, or can they?
If we really see the Democrats get a hold of everything, yes, they probably will. I would be more concerned about where it's stored, things of that nature. You're better off digging a hole in the backyard and sticking it there or something.
Midnight gardening.
Yeah. But any place that's a formal depository would be seized. They already have laws, and if you look at the fine print in your safety deposit box, if you put even cash in there, it's considered money laundering. The only thing you're supposed to have in a safety deposit box legally now are like some documents.
Really? So, and I guess you could put in some jewelry as well, family heirlooms. So jewelry might be the only way you can really hold gold and silver legally. And I know there's a number of companies out there, we've worked with them in the past, that actually sell 22 carat, 24 carat jewelry at a minor markup compared to what the regular jewelry market is, which is up to 100% or more you could be paying over the melt value of the jewelry that you're buying. So maybe like the Indians, you know, they buy 22 carat jewelry. It's not real practical to wear, but they buy it for wealth retention and to store their wealth and pass it down to generations.
The only problem is trying to travel. Italy, if you are traveling and it looks like you have a lot of jewelry on, they take it off and they weigh it. So just be careful. You technically couldn't even put $10, $20 gold pieces in your pocket and hop on a plane. They'll confiscate it. This is the world that we're in. It's these people have been borrowing since World War II with no intention of paying anything off. And this whole nonsense has been, well, they issue more debt and they keep rolling it. They never balance the budget. And these people are, sometimes I get, oh, you're wrong. Then we're going to go back to a gold standard. I said, do you realize what you're saying? To go back to a gold standard means they have to have a balanced budget. No possible way.
And it means giving up all that power because it's
Social Security would default instantaneously. Come on.
There's no
intention of ever going back to some sort of gold standard, no less balancing a budget or anything else.
A fixed currency.
What they're looking at really doing is canceling everything so they don't have to borrow money anymore. And this is the Schwab solution. And it's coming from the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's a bit scary.
They'll go there, every year and they get on their hands and knees and they kiss his feet and then his ring going, like he's the Pope of Finance or something.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, I guess we've learned one thing, and that's that modern monetary theory doesn't work, does it?
No, that's why I put out that book. I was asked to get something out on it. What they're just simply going to do is just not worry about inflation or anything else, and they're just going to print whatever they need, and this guaranteed basic income is for all the jobs that they are going to destroy. So you just look at London, and Boris Johnson's giving 80% of what you would have earned to stay home.
Well, staying home really isn't that much fun. I've been working at home for, close to 10 years now. That's a different story. But I do kind of miss going to an office, hanging out there, the social aspects, everything else. It's just not this panacea of hey, go work from home, learn to code, right? That's Biden's answer.
Learn to code. Trading rooms were vibrant because everybody was there. You could see what was happening, and you shared ideas. That was a trading room. And to trade from home by yourself, you don't get the same feeling.
It's the networking. I've often said, why do I go to these trade conferences? They're so worthless. And now that I don't have them, it's the whole thing is the social interaction and the networking where, you go and you talk to the CEO of a company and kind of take the measure of the man. You can't do that anymore. Something is lost when you're watching a Zoom presentation by a company that you're thinking of putting money into. It really makes it a lot more difficult. The other thing is most people's presentation skills lack anyway. And then when they go on a Zoom call, they're even worse. They're magnified. Their weaknesses greatly, and you really lose something in the whole process. But one thing we know for sure, Martin, is at the World Economic Forum on December 4th and 5th, we're going to get the straight dope from you, and your presentation level is second to none. So we're going to look forward to seeing you there. Any questions, comments, email us, kl@carrielutz.com, and our website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Martin's website is armstrongeconomics.com. Go over there. Martin, always a pleasure. We will be seeing you soon at the forum, assuming that it actually takes place, which I am optimistic because Florida is kind of back to normal. So we will see you there.
Yeah, I think in Florida, we don't seem to have a problem. We certainly could not have this in New York or Princeton, New Jersey. Florida is okay. And it is the interaction. We have a cocktail party on Saturday night, which has been where everybody meets everybody. And that's what they really like the most, I guess. So it will be interesting. Maybe the last year we'll be able to ever have one. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if elections are going to end, probably a lot of these mass get-togethers will end of free-thinking people. But go over there, buy your tickets. I will be there. I'll probably have a meetup. If you're going to go there and you're a FSN member, send me an email. And if there's enough of you there, I'll do a meetup at the hotel and we'll all get together and drink some good wine. Kind of gotten into martinis lately. In any event, we'll have some fun. We'll kind of toast Martin and the emergence of the New World Order, and hopefully it won't come to pass. But Martin, we'll see you then. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for inviting me. See you soon.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.